ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। So today this morning we will be discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto entitled Signs of God, chapter 10th, Prahlad, the best among the exalted devotees, verse number 6. Aham tu akamas tvat bhakta tvam cha स्वामी अनपाश्रया नान्यथा इह अवयः अर्थ राज सेवकयोर इव। अहम् त्वकामस्तद्भक्तास् अहम् त्वकामस्त्वद्भक्तः त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रया त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रयः नान्यते इह अवयोरर्थो नान्यते हावयोरर्थो राजसेवकयोरिव राजसेवकयोरिव। अहम् त्वकाम त्वद्भक्ता त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रया नान्यथे हावयोरर्थो राजसेवकयोरिव। अहम् त्वकामस्त्वद्भक्तः त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रया नान्यथेर्हावयोरर्थो राजसेवकयोरिव। अहम् त्वकामस्त्वद्भक्तः त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रया नान्यथे हावयोरर्थो राजसेवकयोरिव। प्लीज रिपीट। अहम् त्वकामस्त्वद्भक्तः त्वं च स्वामी अनपाश्रया नान्यथा हावते अर्थो राजा सेवकयोरिव। राजा सेवकयोरिव। अहम् त्वकामस्त्वद्भक्ता
Tam cha swami anapashraya nanyathe havayorartho raja sevakayoriva. Mata jisme se koi, we'll see word to word meaning. Aham, as far as I am concerned. Tu, indeed. Akamaha, without material desire. Tvad bhakta, fully attached to you, without motivation. Tvamcha, your lordship also. Swami, the real master. Anapashraya, without motivation. You do not become the master with motivation. Na, not. Anyatha, without being in such a relationship as master and servant. Iha, here. Avayo, our. Artaha, any motivation. The Lord is the pure master. And Prahlad Maharaj is the pure devotee without no materialistic motivation. Raja of a king, Sevakayo and the servitor. Iva, like. Just as a king exacts taxes for the benefit of the servants, or the citizen pays taxes for the benefit of the king. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O my Lord, I am your unmotivated servant and you are my eternal master. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship. Please repeat translation in response with me. O my Lord, I am your unmotivated servant and you are my eternal master. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship. Parpat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Swarup Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Every living being is eternally a servant of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaram Yajya Tapasam Sarva Loko Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets and I am the supreme enjoyer. This is the natural position of the Lord. And the natural position of the living being is to surrender unto Him. Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. If this relationship continues, then real happiness exists eternally between the master and servant. Unfortunately, when this eternal relationship is disturbed, the living entity wants to become separately happy and thinks that the master is his order supplier. In this way, there cannot be happiness, nor should the master cater to the desires of the servant. If he does, he is not the real master. The real master commands, you do this, and the real servant immediately obeys the order. Unless this relationship between Supreme Lord and the subordinate living entity is established, there can be no real happiness. The living entity is Ashraya, always subordinate, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vishaya, the supreme objective, the goal of life. Unfortunately, persons trapped in the material world do not know this. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Illusioned by the material energy, everyone in this material world is unaware that the only aim of life is to approach Lord Vishnu. Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param. தஸ்மாத் பரதரம் தேவி ததியானாம் சமர்ச்சனம். இந்த பத்மபுராண் லார்ட் சிவா எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் டு ஹிஸ் வைஃப் பார்வதி த காடஸ் துர்கா தட் த ஹையஸ்ட் கோல் ஆஃப் லைஃப் இஸ் டு சாட்டிஸ்ஃபை லார்ட் விஷ்ணு. ஹூ கேன் பி சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைட் ஓன்லி வென் ஹிஸ் சர்வெண்ட் இஸ் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைட். ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு தேர் ஃபோர் டீச்சர்ஸ் கோபி பர்த் பத கமலையோர் தாஸ் தாசானுதாஸ் ஒன் மஸ்ட் பிகம் எ சர்வெண்ட் ஆஃப் த சர்வெண்ட். பிரஹலாத் மகாராஜ் ஆல்சோ பிரேட் டு த லார்ட் நர்சிங்க that he might be engaged as a servant of Lord's servant. This is prescribed method of devotional service. As soon as a devotee wants the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his order supplier, the Lord immediately refuses to become the master of such a motivated devotee. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamiham. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. Materialistic persons are generally inclined to material profits. As long as one continues in such an adulterated position, he does not receive the benefit of returning home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha ஸ்ரீச்சைத்தியமனோஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபித்தம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரோ ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுரூன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாகர ஜாதம் சஹகனா ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பாதான் சஹகன லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகான்விதாம்ச. நமாம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமி நிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேசதாரிணே. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So before I speak, I seek blessings of all the devotees assembled here so that I can speak something worthwhile on Srimad Bhagavatam. Now here Prahlad Maharaj is praying about his relationship with Narsimhadev. Everyone in this world is trying to become master, and only the devotees of Lord are exceptions who want to become servants. So on spiritual platform, the relationship between anyone or especially with the Lord is that of a master and servant. That is the reason when we address any other devotee, we call them as Prabhu. When we call them as Prabhu, it naturally means that I am your servant and you are my master. So that is a natural position of every living entity, that he is servant of Lord. And when a person is situated in his natural position, that is the time when he can be happy. Just as an example, like a fish can be happy only in the water because it is his natural position. If a fish is brought out of the water and if it is given so many opulences which are available in the land, he will not be happy. He will still be flapping his wings. He will never be happy. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarup Hoye Krishnera Nityadas. And once if we are convinced of this fact, Yehi Vishwas, you know, there is a song also, that Jeev Krishna Das, Yehi Vishwas. If a living entity is convinced of this fact, that he is servant of Krishna, then there are no material miseries. Then he is spared from the onslaught of material existence. So here when Prahlad Maharaj has been offered all kinds of benedictions which are available as a result of devotional service, so Prahlad Maharaj is rejecting all that and he says that let me be your servant and you be my master. There need not be any other relationship. So here any other relationship refers to the mercantile mentality of people. People come to devotional service with a want of an exchange. I want something else in the exchange of devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj says, let there be no such exchanges between us. He says that there is no need of being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. So now, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shanti Ruchyati. So one should serve the real master. So who is the real master? Who is actually master of everything? Like there are masters of this world, who are businessmen or wealthy landlords. They can be master of some portion of this material world for some period of time. But no one can say that eternally everything belongs to me or everything belongs to me. Forget about eternally. No living entity can dare to say that everything belongs to me. Everyone has their own small portion of ruling for a small period of time. But Krishna says that I am the owner of everything and for all times to come. And that's why Krishna is real master. And the pure devotees are real servant because they don't serve any other person other than Krishna. And of course those who are representing Krishna also are of same nature. So a real servant is a person who will not ask anything else in the exchange of service. Like if a servant serves a master for a time being and then he says that give me salary or give me something so that I can also enjoy other than what you enjoy. So then the servant is not a real servant. He is a motivated servant. And if a master gives some material benedictions to servant to keep him as a servant, then he is not real master. The master has an exploitative mentality. Like, if I have so many servants, then, I will be having fame. If a master is motivated like that, then he is not a real master. So when Srila Prabhupada was preaching, he used to tell that I have so many servants, especially Europeans and Americans, but I don't pay them any money. So many of disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they just dedicated for the mission of Krishna, mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada's mission. They never asked anything in return. So when such relationship is there, then there can be real peace. Whereas we see that there was a first Prime Minister of India, apparently called himself as Pandit, but he had to pay a lot of money to keep Western servants. When he was a Prime Minister, or even before that, he had servants from England. And to keep such servants, he had to pay very heavy money. Average Indian person who is serving a politician would get some money. But to have a Western, bodied servant, our Prime Minister had to pay a lot of money, which is not needed. So here, when the servant is motivated and the master is also motivated, then what remains is you scratch my back and I scratch your back. Both are motivated and everything gets diluted and it will ultimately lead in frustration. But a real servant and real master are not like that. A real master does what is beneficial for the servant. Of course, he maintains them. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasa Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam. So his friend, being friend, he naturally maintains them. A servant doesn't have to think that, you know, will I be maintained or not. Naturally he will be maintained. But if a master is motivated by desire of how I can exploit people, how I can show my fame, then the master eventually is bereft of his possessions. So here, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't want such relationship. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that a real master commands that you do like this and the servant does like that. The living, he goes ahead and says, the living entity is Ashraya and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vishaya. So the living entity naturally tries to find some shelter. In this material world also, people try to make relationships for finding a shelter. He feels that son is going to protect me, family, or this leader, that leader. He tries to find out shelter because he has already forgotten the real relationship of master and servant. So nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Illusion by material energy, everyone in this material world is unaware that the only aim of life is to approach Lord Vishnu. Then Prabhupada quotes about a very famous verse from Padma Puran. It says, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Aradha Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadyanam Samarchanam. So the service to Vishnu is supreme and service to the devotees of the Lord is still considered higher to that. So Prabhupada always used to say that love me, love my dog. So Krishna, being not directly perceivable for the living entities, becomes difficult to serve him directly. Even in the previous verses of Prahlad Maharaj, this theme has been constantly presented that one has to become servant of the servant. The devotees of the Lord or the pure devotees of the Lord are actually serving Lord, and one has to become servant of the servant. And that is what Prabhupada says, that this is prescribed method of devotional service, which we have seen as a theme in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayers, that Gopi Bharta Pada Kamalayor Das Dasanu Das. Even Kulashekar Alvar and many other devotees aspire to become servant of the servant. Krishna also says that those who say that they are my devotees, they are not my devotees. But then those who say that they are devotees of my devotees, they are actually my devotees. So this whole process of devotional service remains mystery unless we try to act on the platform of servant and master. So then Prabhupada again says that as soon as a person thinks or comes to Krishna for getting material benefits, he is in actually a reverse position. He thinks that Lord is my order supplier and I am the enjoyer. So when the relationship is in a reverse direction, then there can never be peace. So Krishna immediately withdraws his special mercy from those devotees. Krishna being a neutral factor, like Krishna says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. He is a neutral, he is equal to everyone. But when he sees that a person is becoming motivated in his devotional service, he stops giving his special mercy. What is that special mercy? That he stops relishing devotional service. Although he will continue the external formalities of devotional service, but he will not relish it. Relishing is something which a devotee does naturally from his heart. So Krishna stops giving the relishment to the devotees. Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham manavartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasa. So if Krishna sees that a devotee is becoming motivated, so Krishna also gives an external facility for him to perform devotional service, and Lord gets his work done through him. If a devotee comes with a desire that, let me get my job done,
then Krishna thinks, let me get my job done through him. So if you know, Krishna is also a very intelligent person. A person can cheat any other person in this material world. Of course, this whole material world is filled with cheaters and cheated, right? So a person can cheat any other living entity very easily, but no one can cheat Krishna, because Krishna is the source of everyone's existence. You know, the thought of how we can cheat a person, before it comes to our mind, Krishna knows it. And how you actually do it, also Krishna knows it. So there is no chance for living entity to cheat Krishna. Duryodhan also tried to cheat Krishna. He thought that if I offer Chappan Bhog to Krishna, Krishna will be obliged later on not to take side of Pandavas and act in a capacity of what I am dictating. But Krishna is very intelligent. He knows. Then later on, Krishna only cheated Duryodhan. But you know, you are going naked in the forest to you know get a vajra body. You know, how does it look for a king to walk like that? So Duryodhan tried to cheat Krishna, and Krishna cheated him indirectly. So such relation, such example gives us an impetus that let us not ask something which is unfavorable for devotional service. Now it becomes very difficult to be a pure devotee of the standard of Prahlad Maharaj. Even if you are stabbed to death, even if your own kinsmen are deadly against your Krishna consciousness, still be transcendental. It becomes very difficult. But at least we should not ask something which is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. So even if we have desires, we can dovetail them in Krishna service and in accordance with the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, and at least act as a matter of duty in serving Krishna. Like if we have taken up some service to Krishna, we can at least act as a matter of duty rather than exchanging devotional service in something return. So such motivated people, those who ask something which is not Krishna conscious, Prabhupada says, as long as one continues in such an adulterated position, he does not receive the benefit of returning home back to Godhead. So this is that special mercy which Krishna offers only to the devotees of coming back to Godhead. Those who are all adulterated material world continue like that and keep suffering. Because even if you perform devotional service, like yesterday we were hearing from Ramru Prabhu, that those who perform little bit devotional service and then get deviated, most probably they will land up in Swargaloka. Or sometimes some people come also, of course nowadays I am not sure, but in previous times there used to be yajnas performed by people so that they can go to heavenly planet. They get mesmerized by the flowery language of Vedas, that in heavenly planet you can enjoy material appliances for a very long time. You can drink somarasa, and there are apsaras, and you know such facilities available in heavenly planets. And people used to actually do yajna, put ahuti in the yajna and say that you know I want that heavenly planet, like that. So such people continue in this cycle. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino arjuna, and Krishna says that puna pana, they come, keep coming, taking birth, going and going. So they continue the cycle. So those who are motivated by such desire, Krishna also encourages, yes, you continue in the cycle, keep suffering. But they, for them, Krishna doesn't award the achievement of Vaikuntha. That is a special mercy. So that is what is the main theme of this purport and the shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today also happens to be disappearance day of two great personalities, so we will try to reflect some of the aspects of their lives in this class. So firstly, today is disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit happens to be one of the very close associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. So he is one of the personality of Panchatattva. We say Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. So Gadadhara Pandit was associate from the childhood onwards. So Gaur Gonadesh Deepika gives the real nature or real personality of Gadadhara Pandit. He says Gadadhara Pandit was is none other than Radharani. So Krishna can never stay even one moment without Radharani. Even when Krishna is in Vrindavan, Krishna is with Radharani. When Krishna is not with Radharani, he is thinking of Radharani. So in this way, Krishna is always with Radharani. So when Krishna advented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani also took form of Gadadhara Pandit to associate and expand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he was very compassionate. Why? Because he took the compassion of Radharani. That's why he is golden color. The color of yellow is a natural color of being compassionate. So now Radharani's compassionate mood is taken away by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how does then Radharani appear to be? So now these are very exalted pastimes and concepts. But of course it says that Radharani took the bhav of Rukmini. So there are two types of gopis Krishna has. One are called as left wing and another called as right wing. So it goes on in explaining about each and every detail of how Krishna is served by different types of gopis in a different bhav. But yes, Rukmini's bhav was of Aishwarya and humility. So that was the bhav of even Gadadhara Pandit. Now Gadadhara Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very intimate relationship, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every time used to love hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhara Pandit. In fact, one of the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Gadadhara Pandit was that you become an authoritative speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhara Pandit wanted to understand Bhagavatam and go deeper into Bhagavatam. So then he was actually advised by Mukunda Datta that you go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi and try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from him. Now, when Gadadhara Pandit approached Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he appeared to be a very materialistic person. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was dressed up in a very businessman, pounds and shillings man, who is only interested in, you know, how much money has come, how much more has come, how much is deposited where, like that. And the external appearance of Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a very materialistic man. And when Gadadhara Pandit saw, he thought that how can I actually understand Bhagavatam from him? Because Bhagavatam can never be understood by people who are materialistic in nature. Forget about understanding from him. Those who are materially motivated, they cannot understand Bhagavatam. So how can someone understand Bhagavatam from him? It is very contradictory. So Gadadhara Pandit thought that probably he is a wrong person. You know, Mukunda Dat couldn't give me the right person from whom I can understand Bhagavatam. So in the mind, Gadadhara Pandit kind of offended Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when Mukunda Dat understood that Gadadhara Pandit has misunderstood Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he arranged a situation where Mukunda Dat was actually reciting Bhagavatam verses, and then later on Gadadhara Pandit could actually see the symptoms of ecstasy in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when later Gadadhara Pandit understood that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was actually a pure devotee, and that was his mistake to think that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a materialist, he later on approached Pundarik Vidyanidhi and took initiation from him. And in that way he continued his devotional service. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he used to relish hearing Gadadhara Pandit's Bhagavatam a lot. In fact, Gadadhar Pandit used to come in a scheduled time and recite Srimad Bhagavatam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pleasure. Gadadhar Pandit also had a personal deity which he used to worship in Jagannath Puri. The deity's name was Tota Gopinath. So every day Gadadhar Pandit, you know, used to pluck flowers from the garden nearby and used to make garland for the Gopinath. That's why he is called as Tota Gopinath. So garden was called as Tota. Even in Telugu, Tota means a garden. Probably in Oriya also, Tota means a garden. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit used to every day make a garland, offer it to Gopinath ji, and then also recite Bhagavatam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on, of course, Gadadhar Pandit took Kshetra Sanyas, and he was constantly engaged in the service of Gopinath deity. And Gopinath reciprocated with Gadadhar Pandit in a very special way, nowhere seen in the entire history. So as Gadadhar Pandit was becoming old, it was becoming difficult for Gadadhar Pandit to actually, you know, garland Gopinath, because this deity of Gopinath is quite tall. It was almost 6.5 feet when he used to stand. So Gadadhar Pandit, when he used to become old, he couldn't stand and raise his feet and offer the garland to Tota Gopinath ji. So in reciprocation to his service, the deity actually sat down. So even now when we go and take darshan of Tota Gopinath ji, you will see Krishna, as we see in Radha Ras Bihari, you know, Tribhanga Lalita form, but from his waist he is actually sitting. He is holding flute and everything as if he is standing, but from here, I mean from the below navel portion, he is actually sitting. So that is a special reciprocation Gadadhar Pandit ji had from Tota Gopinath ji. And even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for his winding of his pastime on this planet, he chose Tota Gopinath deity to merge with. So that shows the special reciprocation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Gadadhar Pandit. Now today is also disappearance day of a very great acharya in our disciplic succession, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, on which occasion we are observing fasting till noon. Now Bhakti Vinod Thakur was born in 1838 on 2nd of September in Bir Nagar near Calcutta in West Bengal. He had a very special contribution in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Although he got married at the age of 12, and later on he had 10 sons, he is still called as 7th Goswami. We know that all the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, most of them were never married, and no children they had. But here Bhakti Vinod Thakur, even though having 10 children, is considered as 7th Goswami. And one of the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Maharaj, who is also a very great acharya in our disciplic succession. So he had enormous contribution for the whole sampradaya. Especially when Bhakti Vinod Thakur's time, there were many deviant sects of Gaudiya Vaishnavas or deviant sadhus, not just Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but there were deviant sadhus who used to pose themselves as sadhus but then cheat the innocent people. Generally in India, people are very innocent. Anyone who wears a dress of a sadhu, the average Indian will think that he is a sadhu, whether he is or not. Like that, there were many people who used to cheat innocent public. Especially there is a mention of Baisakhi Sen, who used to use mystic powers and other hypnotism for making followers. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur had to debate and fight with him to prove that he is not a real sadhu. Later on, he also had been a pioneer in bringing out reformations in Puri temple. especially the British government and many Indian leaders wanted Bhaktivinod Thakur to stay at Jagannath Puri and bring about reformations in the Puri temple. So he used to stay very close to Jagannath Puri temple in a house on the Grand Road. And that was the time when Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was appeared in Grand Road near Jagannath Puri. Another of his contribution was that he brought all different sections of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and made it into one literature. In those times, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita was not a single copy, because after Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote, he handed over to his disciples and it was over a period of time lost, and all the writings were not available at one place. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur collected all these sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita from various places and then brought it. And he wrote an Amrita Prabhava Bhashya, which later on was also referred by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his commentary. Another major contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was to enumerate the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and all of his close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also disappeared, it is believed that there was a storm and the Ganges overflooded, and so to say, some pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got unmanifested. Now later on, those who are business motivated people, they made up a place where they claim that this is the actual place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, for the sake of tourism and, you know, money. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he surveyed the whole area of Navadvip, he somehow felt that this is not actual place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when pure devotees come to the place of appearance of Sri Chaitanya birthplaces of Krishna, they naturally understand that this is not the right place. And then he could found out a small garden which was actually owned by Muslims that time, where only tulsi plants are growing. And then with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, you could actually be certain that this is the actual birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with that thing in his mind, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj established a Gaudiya Math right at the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. He also wanted that the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to all the universities and various places across the world. And that's why he came up with a book called The Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Chaitanya Life and the Precepts, precise title. And he wanted to send to various universities. And in 1896, he sends actually these books to McGill University in England. So Prabhupada actually, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada actually appeared in 1896 to fulfill the same prophecy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Apart from that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur happens to author many songs in our sampradaya, and also the Jai Radha Madhav song which we sing, that is also authored by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He also wrote a book called Saranagati, also Tattva Vivek, and he also concluded his teachings in sutras. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a very regulated life of what time he used to get up and what time he used to sleep. I'll just read out his schedule. He generally used to go to bed very quickly, that is by 7:30 or 8 p.m. he would go to bed, and he used to get up by 10 p.m. 10 p.m. to 4 p.m. he used to write all these songs, you know, and the teachings of various acharyas, and he also translated many of those teachings into Bengali, and Bengali teachings also to English. So from 4 to 4:30 he would take a rest again, and 4:30 to 7 he used to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. 7:30 to 8:30 he used to read various religious and philosophical works of different acharyas. 8:30 to 9:30 he used to receive visitors,
or he used to continue reading. 9:30 to 9:45 he would rest briefly, and 9:45 to 9:55 he used to take breakfast and used to then go to his official work of being a magistrate in the court. So 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. he used to work in the court, and 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. he used to take lunch and a rest. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. again back to the court work. It is believed that what other magistrate used to take long time to decide on a particular court case, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just by hearing few witnesses and cases, he used to decide very quickly. So for to facilitate his service, even British government laid down a railway line right from his home to his workplace, like that. And in the evening, from 5 o'clock after the work of the court, he used to again work on Sanskrit and other literary works till the time he used to take dinner and sleep by 7:30 p.m. So these are the very great contributions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur for our sampradaya. So today, being disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should pray to his personality that we also do a valuable contribution to the mission of Srila Prabhupada and all the success on the disciplic succession, and also Gadadhar Pandit, so that we can engage ourselves in absorbing ourselves in Bhagavatam, and in this way transcend this dualities of material world and ultimately be situated in the loving service of the Lord. So thank you very much. Anyone has any questions or comments, they can please. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Tai Gaur Premanande. Also today in the afternoon 12:20 p.m. there will be Pushpanjali for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So all the devotees are requested to participate. Hare Krishna.